Praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Love Truth, Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. I hope you had a blessed week. Hope things going great in your home, on your job, at your school. We'll send our prayers ourselves to Florida for the terrible shooting that took place several weeks ago. We look for those families, as well as all the families who suffer from gun violence, whether on the streets or in school or domestic violence. We lift those families up. We're going to go into prayer. First of all, I'd like to thank my listening audience for tuning in to the Love Truth Show. Thank Blog Talk Radio and Google for your platform. If this is the day the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 119, verse 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's good news. Men and women, boys and girls around the world. Jesus, this is the season where we celebrate the fact that he came into Christmas when he came into the world as an infant. Came in, you know, God sent the seed. This is the month, the season. Where we celebrate the fact, the reason why he came to earth in the first place, to rescue us, to bring us back into fellowship and a relationship with Jesus, with God, through Jesus Christ, which is one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Let's go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne, give you thanks and praise. I thank you, first of all, for allowing me to have this show and all those who are tuning in today or through the archives. God, we love you. You are merciful God. You are wonderful God, honest God. You is the way maker, the only way, you Jesus. We thank you for strength. We thank you for love, God. We ask that you, again, touch all the hearts of people who lost someone due to violence. Violence with a gun, a violence with any type of weapon, domestic violence, you name it. We ask you, God, to give them strength, and we also pray and seek your face. You say when two or more come together, you're in the midst. So I believe we join in together and agree that you can demolish the weapon industry, demolish and stop the mass of violence. And we all look to the hills where our help come from, seeking your faith and asking you for help and deliverance. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray all who listen to this call for healing, physically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, socially, healing, God. I pray that there's a word to come through today that will touch the mind, to bring them closer to you. The top of the day is in with wisdom. When it comes to you, everything start with wisdom. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for breath. We thank you for life. We thank you for being the way maker. As always, your will be done. In Jesus' name, we declare victory. Amen. As we go on, and you know, we tell them with wisdom. Now, wisdom is something that you mean you understand. It's a process that you use to figure out things, the do's and the don'ts. And the Bible is a good rule, basic instruction for leaving Earth. And not only the Bible, but the Bible is more than those 66 books. It's our daily life, different things we do that God show us the way, what to do, how to do it. But we have to follow and listen to him. We have to close our thing, maybe turn the TV off, you know, distract ourselves from the noise, just get somewhere and meditate and pray and ask God for her wisdom, seek his face in everything you do. I Google, I've done my wisdom in the process, and Google, I search it through Google, it's a process. What is a process? A series of action or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end, as a noun word. A series of action or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. And use cinnamon, procedure, operation, action, activity, exercise, affair, businesses, job, tasks, undertaking. The verb, perform a series, mechanical or chemical operation on something in order to change or to preserve it. Now we want to preserve our culture of Christianity by lifting up his name to others, teaching people of him by our action, by our love, by how we reverence God, praise him, and worship him. It's not just a Sunday event. It's not only when you go to a funeral home or somebody die or hopefully not only at weddings. But you want to do it every day of your life. Nobody has to give you permission when to pray, how to pray. You should pray all the time. So the children go to school, y'all parents, to me, to invite them, to tell them it's important for them to pray. Pray, take grace before they have their meal, their breakfast, their lunch, their dinner, whether they're with you or they away from home. It's never wrong to pray. To pray, to do grace, to lift up your name. The children is marching and they praying and they meeting at the light pole at the school or the flag pole and they going to prayer. It's important to uplift prayer. It's power in prayer. That's the beginning of wisdom also. That's the process. But prayer allow you to figure out things. It let God know that you count on him. You believe that he has the answer to carry you through a situation. Has an answer to help you create something, to mold something, to either preserve or to change something. A part of the process, an action world. Like faith is action. Faith without work is dead. I used to have a problem with that. I believe it should just come to pass. But it's action. First part is action. That truly you have to believe that all things are possible in Jesus Christ. Then you work on it. That's where having a vision board. A vision, a mental vision, a mental picture, or, you know, they write it down, make it clear for yourself. In so many ways, you can create your vision. You can sit right there, and you don't have to do it. You can do a sketch. You can take pictures and put it on a poster board. Or you can create whatever it is you're looking for. If you're a person, an artist, a person who likes to create things, good with wood making, and, you know, and good worship, you can design. So many different ways you can put your vision in front of you, or miniature version of what your vision is. Like somebody want to build homes, and they finally figure out that's their dream. They make it take popsicle sticks and make little models of that dream or that of the plane or whatever it is they want to do. Something that is in 3D form is you can see it in front of you. I think it's great. Dealing with the process. Now I'm going to read this scripture. This is Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 1-10. I'm going to read all of it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There's so many things we can believe God for. It's things, you know, most of the time we believe God for things to be seen. Some are already made or created. I want this, I want to be able to do that. But God created you too. Somebody came up with the TV idea. God planted a seed in them. And they created a TV from the old version, and then he had the big old tubes in it. Vacuum tubes into now, the modern electronic version of it, you know, scaled down from a refrigerator, from a tree, a stove. Light bulb in your house. God gave these people vision, and they went for it.
Don't let nothing stop you. So it's not faith. It's something hope, something you hope for. You can pray, God, I hope for X, Y, Z, creativity. Then the evidence of things that you didn't even see it yet, but you hope when you believe in God for it. And you can make, it can be something that you have seen, you want to be a part of, you want to create, but you had not seen it in your own personal life, being the one that's doing it. But you can believe in it and work on it by writing the vision board. For by the elder obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are sent, with things that are seen, was not made of things which do appear. Ain't that awesome? Just think about that. That's the Hebrew. God spoke into what he wants to come and pass. His words is action. So those are tools. Not only speaking, but not writing. You are doing something. It's not witchcraft, but you're creating something. It's something spiritual that's taking place. When you visualize and you meditate on it, and you're praying, you believe in God for it. You're writing it down. You have a mental and physical and spiritual picture of it. You don't see it yet. Because whatever, what you see, somebody already spoke it. Somebody already believed in it. It already is the past. But God got so much stuff we had not seen. So we tap into him and ask him and pray for him to use us in so many wonderful ways. He can change. He is going to change. But you can be part of the Father of the landscape of your life, the landscape of your community, your neighborhood, your culture, your ethnic group. Changing how things are looking bad. Changing things that, oh, that's how things always been to know. Because it's been always bad doesn't mean it's been right. You can make things better and improve on it. Because God is God, sent his Son to show us the way, the truth, and the life. The order is to have everlasting life. Jesus had to come. That she had to come to this earth. Had to cry for 9 months. It was a process, right? He had to come into this world. Break the womb. He had to do that. He had to walk this earth. He had to be in the temple, saying the good news, telling us, I'm here. And they still refuse to realize it. Not that I think all of them really refuse, they didn't want to receive it, because if receiving the knowledge, it can change how people treat them. The word was spoken. It came past, but they try to refuse it, try to stop it. But you can't stop that, which is good, from coming to pass. You really can stop things. I think it's bad if we truly believe, and not individually, but collectively, seeking God. Now, some things, it's a process. How does it change? Does it change overnight? But sometimes it just doesn't change overnight. Sometimes it's a lifetime before we see something change. Individually changes. Sometimes it's on a small scale. It's you for with you. Then it's with your spouse, or you're with your children, with your media family, then your family and your group, and then go on and on and on, making changes. That's just awesome. And it's about, you know, this is verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being did yet speak. You know, Cain killed Abel. Jealousy, rage. He went the shortcut out. He didn't want to do the process. He didn't want to work through what God had planned for life, what God had set for him to do. He wanted to do it his way. We have to follow the righteous way. It's going to lead to victory all the time. Now, how soon that victory comes, we don't know. But we know. If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you ever have the victory. You have everlasting life, even though you're still breathing and walking on this side of Zion. But one day you're going to leave this earth and you're going to be in the presence of God. And if you're in his presence now, but you're in a more closer, and more deeper way, forevermore. It's a process. It's a process. Like getting in shape. I'm not the first person to talk about that. But to get in shape. I can say I want to be physically fit. That sounds great. I spoke the word. I
Like I said, I'm going to be trim and in shape and fit and remove, or not remove, to work out the excess weight. But I have to do something. It's take the food I eat. It take my mind, my thought, my conscience, the activities I'm participating in, exercise, and something that's going to keep me moving, something that's going to help me physically. And be and you have to do something that is going to eliminate stress. Because you can work out and eat proper, but if you got to build up a worry, that can also put stress on you. Prevent your body from doing what it's supposed to do, because we're all chemically made up. Spiritual individual and a chemical body with so many things taking place. We have to keep in mind and knowing that we put so much stuff in our body to go against the chemical makeup of a human cell, the molecules of our body. Things that just doesn't supposed to be in our body. You take a soda that made of so many different kind of compounds, and we put it in our body. And then we wonder why we have our time breathing or walking or breakout. It's because of what we eat. Although I know that I got to really change minds. But things, God give us wisdom. He show it to us. And he said, listen, this is what you do. We don't want to hear wisdom. We see a healthy person. We see how they eating and sleeping and resting and exercising. They may share before you can see them working out. And they living right, but we don't want to hear them. Or somebody going to school and they finish school and they be successful. And then we say, we don't want to go to school, we want to do our own thing. But then the evidence is you didn't get the wisdom, the knowledge that you needed to accomplish. Maybe not something you've seen, not so much something you've seen, something totally different that you have not seen. We have to have education, we got to read about different things, study different things. And not so much remaking something, but those ideas or just reading may stir up something that God wants you to think about, and you may be the one who come up with the plan to bring it to pass. You may have the plan, the actual remedy for killing, destroying, removing, permanently anybody from being sick from cancer. God works in mysterious ways. So we have to use wisdom. Faith is a part of the wisdom process. Without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you don't have hope. You're not going to try to have a vision. Faith, without faith, you don't have wisdom. Without wisdom and faith, you're just a zombie bouncing around to whatever movement you hear. We are made in a way to think, way of changing things, way that we pick up sounds or see reflection that make us move, that make us feel a certain way, to move from danger, to come up with a solution. By threatening, by became Abel, Abel gave a perfect grain, a healthy corn, a healthy tomato, whatever it might be. And he gave that first fruit to God. Cain grabbed something, maybe bush it up, animal, here you go, with an attitude, not a love, not an attitude that I want to give this to you. So we got to think about everything you do for yourself, for your loved ones, friends, acquaintance. It's a reverence God. Do it out of love. When you're talking to your mother, do it because God loves you. Do it because you love God. Do it because you want to talk to your mom. Not that you have to. That it's something you should be doing. I would say have to, but wisdom, love is a part of the process. Without love, you have anger and bitterness. Without love, how can you have faith? You don't believe anything. Love is power. And again, that go with wisdom, that go with faith. And Cain didn't show love. He didn't show respect to God and what he offered to God. It's like, years ago I thought about this. You know, you want to get, you have some odd clothes you made, you can't fit no more. And so you're going to buy something new, but you say, you know what, I'm not going to just take this and throw it away. I'm going to give it to somebody. But before you give it to somebody,
You got to look at it and think, why are you giving it? If you're giving it to somebody because you think it's so ugly, you don't want no more. Or if you're giving it to somebody, well, you know what, I can't fit it. I'm not going to just throw it away. I'm not going to give somebody can use it. It's in good condition. It's been cleaned up. You know, you might give it to them, they're going to probably refresh it up again. Or if you give it to Salvation, Oakland, or Purple Heart, they probably clean it up again, I guess. I don't know what they do with it. But you want to do it from a giving heart. Nah, I'm just going to give it away because I get a tax write-off. I'm going to give it away because I don't want it in my house so they can just come and get it and do whatever they're going to do with it. No, do it with a heart of giving, a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of love. Then you're doing it in a righteous way, and that pleases God. Giving something to somebody and you really don't want them to have it, and you complain that they have it, or you complain that you're helping them out. Or you're giving them something, then don't give it to them. Don't help them out if you're going to complain about it. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. We all should not see death. When people going out saying, we all going to die. No, that's not scripture. Paul wrote about it. We all should not sleep. I'm tricking the eye. You can read the scripture. I'm just going to paraphrase it right now. Some, they're going to rise first, and those of us who are still alive, we caught up in the sky. Jesus Christ came right now. We're on this phone. I'm alive on this phone. It's not a dead person talking to you. So I'll be caught up with them, but the dead in Christ, be caught up first. My father, no longer here, he'll be caught up. My grandmother, my loved ones, and my family. Who's going, who believe in God through Jesus Christ, is going to be caught up. And then those who are still alive, we're going to meet up in the sky. What a day of celebration. But without faith, it is impossible, that's what I'm talking about, to please him. But he that comes to God must believe that he is God. How can you have faith? How can you come to God? You don't believe he's real. You don't believe he's love. A lot of evil stuff up in this world. But that's because the fall of man because of sin. But Jesus sent, God came in this world for us in the name of Jesus, in the body of Jesus, showing us the way, the truth, showing us the direction in which we should go. Operate in love. In love. And love and respect. You're not going to think about taking a gun to school. You're going to think about your love when your friends are school teachers. With God, how somebody treats you. You're going to think, no, I can't do this because of the love I have for God. And you wouldn't want somebody to get to walk up in any type of store to purchase a gun from Walmart or whatever the places they sell it. You go to Walmart and you're going for clothes and toys and there's guns. Come on. So where's love? And where's Christian love? Where so many Christians, whether they have a weapon, that's not wisdom. Oh, we got to go to war. Who said we had to go to war? God didn't say we had to go to war. David took a slingshot and took out the enemy. I'm sure we can use words that can take it down too. We go and pray, God said, my people will humble themselves and pray. Right? He will hear from heaven. We have to pray to God and things will change. We got to believe it for our family and loved ones. And it's a process, not something happened overnight. But it's a process. That's what people say. We got to talk about racism. People were talking about racism a long time. It's those hearts of people. If you're not racist, then love your neighbor. Then you should be able to live in any community around people who are loving and kind of caring. Then you don't want to live anywhere that's rough and evil with the people. But if they black, no matter what culture, if they African American, Chinese American, Asian American, or anywhere around the world, don't have to be American. You should be operating in love. You shouldn't think that the Native Americans should be on a reservation. You should do everything to try to get them off of there. So they had to put their freedom. So that's the part of love. It's impossible to please God. Impossible. So I'm just going to, that's a part of faith. You can read more of Hebrew 1 through 10.
So it's a path in which we go to. And we will make it along with the steadfast and focus on God. Steadfast and focus on God. Because God is love. And also think of what it means with wisdom. Matthew 6, verse 30-34. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, or you a little faith? Never take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what withal shall we be clothed? After all these things do the Gentiles see, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, we shouldn't be worrying about things. We're supposed to trust in God. No, he have us. Not that you didn't work for things, go to work or have a career. I don't like that word. Have your own career. Be an entrepreneur. Go after your dream. Is whatever you do is a process. And a part of that process is having faith. Just go by the faith and believe that all things are possible with God and through God. You can have that beautiful house. But where's the process of getting a house? You can get a house. God can get your house. God can get your car. But then, you know, you owe on a house and you owe on bills. You might not get that car and a house right away. That's a process of doing things holy and righteous. God, take care of the birds. Look at the birds for me, their formation. And how one started off, the rest of them joined in. And then I guess whichever one's going to lead them off. And that's a part of the ecosystem. Something going on. Everybody have a part on how this earth moves. How the axis of this earth rotates. It doesn't just rotate because of gravitation force or could be on the axis of the Dharma. It rotates. We are part of that rotation. Life and death is part of a rotation. Everything that we do, everything is a process. A human psychological, a human physiological, the human body is a process. For everything to work, it got a central process in unit called the brain, which make the eyes blink, to make you toe, make you smell, and have senses. Everything have a reason, purpose. Everything work together. With the birds and the bees, everything have to be the order as they have food, the order for the earth to move, and the water to wave back and forth for plants to grow. And that, yes, it's everything comes from God, but God created that process. It's a spiritual, mechanical thing going on. I'm using the word mechanical. Something's automatic going on. It's a spiritual process. So we have to think about that. Therefore, take no thought saying, what should you eat and drink? Cool, it's all I want for dinner, but really think about what we're going to have. Pray to God. Think, okay, what am I eating to be healthy? What am I going to got to have food on the table? Got to have this and that. But when we fall to be thought out in the world, then take a deep breath, go into meditation, say, you know what, I'm going to go fix X, Y, and Z, God going to have me, going to guide me. That's what you don't plan a meal. That's not what it's saying. But not to get so busy, but we just have to worry. Because when we start putting worry in, that means we don't have faith, or we're losing our faith. Or, you know, you can have faith, you can lose it at the same time, go back and forth with that waving, that lukewarmness, that stay steadfast. That's wisdom. So read Matthew 6, verse 30-34. This is Kim Williams and Love True Show. Thank you for spending time with me. We continue on Center of Wisdom. This is where I share my information. So I hope you're enjoying it and following along. This is Day Lord's May We Shall Rejoice and Be Glad in It. You can go to www.lovetruthministry.com. See all the information about me. If you on Blog Talk and you got it, when you on the internet, you can see all the list of the different websites I have. If you're out of Baltimore, Maryland, I have bus trips, one to New York City, one to Orlando, check me out. You can check me on Facebook. You can go to Love Truth page on Facebook, or you can go to my LoveTruthMinistry.com web, and you will see the different trips, different things I'm doing. Also, if you'd like to travel anywhere in the world, we have several different means, and you can do that. One, we will save you on retail. One will save you on hotel. So you can go anywhere you would like to go. And if you like to find different things to buy online, check us out at www.youfindithairshopping.com. Okay, we're going to try different avenues to not only income purposes, but different avenues to raise money and awareness or sharing the cost of Jesus Christ, to be an assistance to people, to bless people that have a need who still in the need of a quadricizer to help her physically fit. We believe in her walking again, but without the means, it's hard to do certain things. And so we ask for help. You can find out on my Love Truth page, as well as my brother who battled with cancer. But we don't just help family members. Our heart desire to help different people with different needs, so they don't have to worry about how something is taken care of. It's taken care of for them. Maybe it's something, it can be as serious as somebody needing a wheelchair or qualifies or help with a medical bill, or it could be help from school. It can be so many different things we want to help people with, but it requires funds, as you know it. And it takes funds to purchase the product or pay off something for them or help them with something and take administration stuff. So we're looking forward to using different avenues that we have placed on the website. Until we speak again, it's every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. You can go by, you can go to Blog Talk, punch in blogtalkradio.com, and then go to Christianity, then you see me. I need for Love Truth, or it may say William 645. Anyway, you're going to catch me to check me out. Have a blessed day until we meet again.